We were obviously on the end of a late equaliser the other night, which absolutely knocks you for six. But then you come here tonight and you get a late winner. And I felt with what we could introduce from the substitute bench here tonight that it would give us a real chance to go and win the game and improve that way. I think for the last half hour of the game, I thought in the first hour there wasn't much in it at all. But I felt for the last half hour that if anyone was going to win it, it would be us. And we've always said it, we've got match winners here, we've got real talented players here. But I think we're going to be a real exciting force whenever we get the majority of our squad fit and available, and as we had tonight. Well, just the freshness and the quality, and we had real control at that point, which helped. And you could just see there was a real fluidity about it in the last sort of 20 minutes or so, and kind of played in the style that we want to play. And I thought we wore them down. They're a good side and they're going to get better and they're going to pick up a lot of points. But I just felt with what we were able to introduce, as I said, that we could kick on and win it. And always getting the late winners, really, really good for the group and for morale. And it just, to be honest, I know, listen, football's football and opinions are opinions, and you get questioned at times and criticised at times, which is fine. But one thing, and that's part and parcel, but one thing I can never ever criticise these players for is character, and that gets questioned sometimes for whatever reason. But we've come out after conceding the late one the other night, and we've got a late one here tonight, so our players have fantastic character, and we're going to need that. They won matches, and we've had a habit over the last few years of winning games late. That's probably Danny Mullins got one here against Pats and that, so they've got us, late goals here have got us two big ones and vital points.
Rory, we spoke about fine margins on Monday night going against the team. Do you feel you went for the team tonight?
No, listen, I think, and as I said, the last half hour, I thought we took over the game and looked like the team that were going to go on and win it, and thankfully that's how it turned out.
Yeah, 10 of the starting 11 tonight played three games in their own 7 days. Do you think that showed in the first half?
Possibly. I didn't think it was a brilliant game. I know James Akintunde hits the bar and has another chance, but I didn't think the first half was a brilliant game at all. But it came to light in the second half, and sort of that 15 minutes after half time, we took over the game and looked really strong, looked physically strong. And as I said, we looked like the team that would go on and win it, and thankfully we did.
Yeah, I suppose that was the biggest difference, having them bench players to come on, like Stiel, like Duffy, like McElhinney, really gave you a spark and energised the crowd, and their quality showed in the end as well.
Absolutely, I think you've summed it up there yourself. We were able to introduce real quality. Shane comes on at half time, does well. Sam Todd comes on and does well and helps us see the game out, because we moved Adam O'Reilly to right back as a kind of a trying an attack on one, and see could we get him high up the pitch. But then you go 1-0 in front, you get him out. But listen, really proud of the players, what they've put into this week. Two difficult fixtures, Shells and Bows at home. We've taken 4 points, should have 6, but listen, it's not a bad return, and we'll keep cracking on.
Yeah, unbeaten in 5 games, going on the next week's trio games. I mean, there's 7 days rest now, but it's just no rest for the wicket, because then 3 games coming up and you're playing cup winners and the league winners, and that tricky spell. So great to have players back. Do we expect any more back for that run of games?
We'll see. They're all tricky games. You can pigeonhole certain games as tricky games. This league has already shown, you even look tonight, like, so tight every single game, it's crazy. So every game's tricky. You can't pinpoint certain games, and when you start doing that, you get found out. Listen, so as I said, we were 8 points behind a month ago. We're now a point behind, and I didn't get too excited when we were 8 points behind. I'm not getting too excited now, and neither is the group. So we just focus on the next game and try and pick up points.
Thanks, Rory.
Thanks.
Rory, you made a substitution at half-time. Conley went off. Is he okay?
We'll see. He's a wee bit of a groin strain, but we'll see. But I thought Shane came on and done really well. So listen, we'll get him assessed over the weekend and take it from there.
And the highlight of having a great squad like that is players now coming back, like Duffy and McElhinney and Diallo.
Aye, really good, impressive, and how we finished the game, and the more the merrier.
And the two tight games that you have coming up now, great to have these guys back even more.
Aye, they're all tight games. every single, you look at all the fixtures tonight, really tight games. As I said, the more the merrier, the more good players I have available to me and the staff have available to us, then the better for everybody.